Hey everybody, it's Adam, live and in person for you. Hey everybody, it's Adam, wonder who he'll interview.
Hey everyone, it's Call Me Adam, live from Feinstein's 54 Below's press day, and on this mini-episode of Bearing It All with Call Me Adam, entitled Bearing It Slightly, I chat with Sirius XM radio personality and musical theater powerhouse, Christine Petty. Christine's show, There's No Business Like Snow Business, will be coming back to Feinstein's 54 Below December 20th and December 29th at 9:30 p.m. We talk with Christine about this annual holiday tradition. Hi, Christine.
Hey.
You are about to perform the 12th annual Snow Business here at Feinstein's 54 Below December 20th and 29th. What do you love about performing this holiday tradition?
Everybody has, for the most part, we hope, wonderful memories of the holiday season. It's a time when we're crazy, we're hectic, it's out of control, but at the same time, we're doing it for all the right reasons. We're doing it to show the people we love that we want to spend time with them, that we value them, and we embrace the winter, we embrace the cold, we make something out of a really kind of a dark, bleak time of year, which I think is where it all started, you know. Winter solstice celebrations or something. You put that all together and I just love having people come together in this like warm cocoon down here, this little golden gilded room, and be cozy and it's a big room, but it has a cozy feel. And I love everyone coming together with their friends and their family to just celebrate and really kind of reminisce in some respects, because these songs are all, we know all these songs.
Yes.
I, of course, try to bring in new songs or lesser-known funny novelty songs. We always try to reinvent the songs from the season that we've heard forever and ever. Mm-hmm. But in general, these are songs everybody connects with on one level or another. So It's a familiar and warm and comfortable feeling, and I love to make people laugh with the show about the holidays.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Bazzanelli. Oh, Prancer! And there's so many Prancers in the room today. And Vixen. Oh, it's Comet, Cupid, Donner. Oh, God, he'd kill me if I forgot him! Blitz!
What do you recall?
The most truly terrific, absolutely fabulous
reindeer!
Thank you.
going to play a game. So the game is going to be 12 Divas of Christmas. I'm going to list like two divas, and if you could, in their voice, say what they would want for Christmas.
Oh, God.
So let's start with Liza Minnelli.
Like a really sparkly Christmas stocking. Maybe red sequins, you know, so I could hang the red sequin Christmas stocking on the fireplace so Santa could fill it up with goodies.
That is amazing. And let's do Julie Andrews.
Oh, there are so many things I want this Christmas. Brown paper packages. Oh. Schnitzel with noodles. I don't think Santa could bring me that, though, could he? Rather messy, don't you think?
That is amazing. And my final question of the day is, if playing off of the title of my podcast, Burying It All with Call Me Adam, if you could reveal something about yourself that you have not ever told before, what would you share?
Before we get to that answer, let's take a quick break and get a word in from one of our sponsors. We'll be back in a minute. Oh, wait. You don't know? You haven't heard? You must not be subscribed to the Call Me Adam Digest. When you sign up for the Call Me Adam Digest, you are the first to know. You get a front row seat to my interviews and podcast episodes where you get to discover new things about your favorite celebrities. You get personal stories from the other side of the microphone that you wouldn't know by just reading, watching, or listening to my interviews. We get to have a weekly connection, and you can add some fun to your weekend. So come take a peek behind the curtain with the Call Me Adam Digest. Sign up today at callmeadam.com. Can't wait to see you there. Welcome back to Burying It All with Call Me Adam. So as you were saying...
Well, this is a pretty heavy one, but I'm losing my vision, so this is a very heavy time of my life. I am approaching a point where it looks like I'm going to be legally blind.
Wow.
And so I am, what is it, transitioning into a very, very different, well, a very, very different spiritual place.
Yes.
To begin with, emotionally, physically, for sure. I'm impossibly blessed that hopefully we shall see what I do for a living. A portion of what I do for a living is not necessarily affected by it. You know, as long as somebody gets me on that stage,
yes,
you know, and I can slap my hand on the piano for, you know, just for it to be my true north.
Yes.
I can continue to do that. And so, but you know, there are other challenges in addition to just the physical challenges.
Yes.
Just how will I navigate through life and earn my keep?
Yes.
It's I'm working very, very hard at rising above all of the, well, what you could expect are the terrors of it.
Yes.
But I mean, I'm telling people now because it happened very quickly.
Yes.
Recently, and I may as well, because I don't want people to think I'm being rude.
Right.
when next they see me.
Right.
You know, like in this room, for example, you know, it's a great room, but I've got to the point where, you know, these nightclubs, places I love to go, they're dark and they're intimate and they're,
yes,
sex lit in a sexy way, but that means I can't see anybody.
Right. Understandable. You know,
out on the street, I can see you.
Yes.
And
inside, it's a little more difficult.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's a pretty, nobody knew that yet.
Yeah, that's a big thing.
You got the scoop.
Yes. Well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate it. That's all the time we have, unfortunately. Everybody listening is going to come see your shows December 20th and 29th.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
He'll get the dirt and the scoop and the story, for he happens to be in the know. Just ask anybody who's Adam. Adam lives for the business of...
Jobs Show. CallMeAdam.com.
Do you remember watching your favorite celebrity being interviewed, but you could tell there was more to that interview than what was being shown? My name is Adam Rothenberg, and in the past 16 years, I have interviewed over 2,200 artists and celebrities. And I am here to tell you that yes, there is definitely more to the interviews you have watched, read, or listened to. In my debut book, Behind the Curtain, The Mistakes, Lessons Learned, and Triumphs of Interviewing Celebrities, I take you behind the scenes of what really happens during an interview, sharing the joys, the pitfalls, and the OMG moments. You can get your copy on Amazon or through my entertainment platform, CallMeAdam.com. You can get your very own autographed copy.